USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump is prepared for another government shutdown if Congress won't work with the President to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on NBC's Meet the Press.
The President is the only one who has been reasonable in these negotiations. I've been in every single meeting, so I watched it.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone was indicted on charges brought by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who alleges that Stone, in coordination with senior Trump campaign officials, sought stolen emails from WikiLeaks in the hopes of damaging then-candidate Trump's opponents. During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Susan Collins was asked if she thinks working with WikiLeaks should be considered a crime.
You have to know the circumstances of it, but I have great faith in Mr. Mueller's ability to pursue a fair and thorough investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. I did it. I finally invented the perfect deal. KFC Famous Bowls are now just $3. That's a whole pound of a good deal. Do you like mashed potatoes and gravy? How about potatoes and gravy and corn? Or mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken? Maybe even mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken and cheese. You do? Well, you can get a whole pound of it together in a bowl for just $3. Or try it spicy. What a time to be alive! KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Signature flavor charge may apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg appeared on Fox News Sunday to talk about the ongoing crisis in Venezuela.
But I think the most important thing now is to avoid a civil war, avoid that violence is going to be used. And therefore, NATO allies support those efforts to try to find a negotiated solution.
A poll of United Kingdom citizens gathered some troubling results on their view of the Holocaust. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
5% of adults in the UK believe the Holocaust is a myth, according to a new poll commissioned by the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. It found another 8% believe the number of victims has been exaggerated. In fact, over 6 million Jews were systematically murdered by the Nazis, along with millions of others deemed undesirable by Adolf Hitler's regime. Trust CEO Olivia Marks-Waldman calls the finding a shocking level of widespread ignorance and denial.
The man accused of killing 5 people in Louisiana Saturday, including his own parents, is now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
House Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries of New York, who once referred to President Trump as the Grand Wizard of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, went on NBC's Meet the Press and was asked if he thought it was appropriate to bring articles of impeachment against the president.
Well, it's certainly not appropriate right now. We do have a constitutional responsibility pursuant to Article 1 to serve as a check and balance on an out-of-control executive branch. We take that responsibility seriously. However, we're not going to over-investigate. We're not going to over-politicize. We're not going to overreach as it relates to that solemn constitutional responsibility. What we are going to do is make sure we focus on the issues of importance to the American people.
The Taliban says that the U.S. has agreed on a draft peace plan that would see all foreign troops out of Afghanistan in the next 18 months.
The talks aiming at ending the 17-year war in Afghanistan. The draft agreement comes after 6 days of talks between the Taliban and a U.S. envoy in Qatar. The envoy saying the talks have been productive and he plans to travel now to Afghanistan to meet with government officials there. The Taliban so far refusing to hold talks with the Afghan government, insisting the U.S. is the primary enemy. The deal reportedly includes promises from the Taliban that Al-Qaeda and ISIS would not be allowed to use Afghanistan as a base of operations. It's unclear when and if this draft agreement will be implemented.
Blizzard warnings currently in effect for eastern portions of North and South Dakota, where 3 to 6 inches of snow are expected, along with wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour. That'll result in blowing snow and whiteout conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.